Passage 23. A New House. I had a letter from my sister yesterday. She lives in Nigeria. In her letter, she said that she would come to England next year. If she comes, she will get a surprise. We are now living in a beautiful new house in the country. Work on it had begun before my sister left. The house was completed 5 months ago. In my letter, I told her that she could stay with us. The house has many large rooms, and there is a lovely garden. It is a very modern house, so it looks strange to some people. It must be the only modern house in the district.
Passage 24. It could be worse. I entered the hotel manager's office and sat down. I had just lost £50, and I felt very upset. I left the money in my room, I said, and it's not there now. The manager was sympathetic, but he could do nothing. Everyone's losing money these days, he said. He started to complain about this wicked world, but was interrupted by a knock at the door. A girl came in and put an envelope on his desk. It contained £50. I found this outside this gentleman's room, she said. Well, I said to the manager, there is still some honesty in this world. Passage 25. Do the English speak English? I arrived in London at last. The railway station was big, black, and dark. I did not know the way to my hotel, so I asked a porter. I not only spoke English very carefully, but very clearly as well. The porter, however, could not understand me. I repeated my question several times, and at last he understood. He answered me, but he spoke neither slowly nor clearly. I am a foreigner, I said. Then he spoke slowly, but I could not understand him. My teacher never spoke English like that. The porter and I looked at each other and smiled. Then he said something, and I understood it. You'll soon learn English, he said. I wonder. In England, each man speaks a different language. The English understand each other, but I don't understand them. Do they speak English? Passage 26. The best art critics. I am an art student, and I paint a lot of pictures. Many people pretend that they understand modern art. They always tell you what a picture is about. Of course, many pictures are not about anything. They are just pretty patterns. We like them in the same way that we like pretty curtain material. I think that young children often appreciate modern pictures better than anyone else. They notice more. My sister is only 7, but she always tells me whether my pictures are good or not. She came into my room yesterday. What are you doing? She asked. I'm hanging this picture on the wall, I answered. It's a new one. Do you like it? She looked at it critically for a moment. It's all right, she said. But isn't it upside down? I looked at it again. She was right. It was.
Passage 27. A wet night. Late in the afternoon, the boys put up their tent in the middle of a field. As soon as this was done, they cooked a meal over an open fire. They were all hungry, and the food smelt good. After a wonderful meal, they told stories and sang songs by the campfire. But sometime later, it began to rain. The boys felt tired, so they put out the fire and crept into their tent. Their sleeping bags were warm and comfortable, so they all slept soundly. In the middle of the night, two boys woke up and began shouting. The tent was full of water. They all leapt out of their sleeping bags and hurried outside. It was raining heavily, and they found that a stream had formed in the field. The stream wound its way across the field and then flowed right under their tent. Passage 28. No parking. Jasper White is one of those rare people who believes in ancient myths. He has just bought a new house in the city, but ever since he moved in, he has had trouble with motorists. When he returns home at night, he always finds that someone has parked a car outside his gate. Because of this, he has not been able to get his own car into his garage even once. Jasper has put up no parking signs outside his gate, but these have not had any effect. Now he has put an ugly stone head over the gate. It is one of the ugliest faces I have ever seen. I asked him what it was, and he told me that it was Medusa, the Gorgon. Jasper hopes that she will turn motorists to stone, but none of them has been turned to stone yet. Passage 29. Taxi. Captain Ben Fawcett has bought an unusual taxi and has begun a new service. The taxi is a small Swiss aeroplane called a Pilatus Porter. This wonderful plane can carry 7 passengers. The most surprising thing about it, however, is that it can land anywhere, on snow, water, or even on a ploughed field. Captain Fawcett's first passenger was a doctor who flew from Birmingham to a lonely village in the Welsh mountains. Since then, Captain Fawcett has flown passengers to many unusual places. Once he landed on the roof of a block of flats, and on another occasion, he landed in a deserted car park. Captain Fawcett has just refused a strange request from a businessman. The man wanted to fly to Rockall, a lonely island in the Atlantic Ocean, but Captain Fawcett did not take him, because the trip was too dangerous.
Passage 30. Football or polo. The Wale is a small river that cuts across the park near my home. I like sitting by the Wale on fine afternoons. It was warm last Sunday, so I went and sat on the river bank as usual. Some children were playing games on the bank, and there were some people rowing on the river. Suddenly, one of the children kicked a ball very hard, and it went towards a passing boat. Some people on the bank called out to the man in the boat, but he did not hear them. The ball struck him so hard that he nearly fell into the water. I turned to look at the children, but there weren't any in sight. They had all run away. The man laughed when he realized what had happened. He called out to the children and threw the ball back to the bank.
Passage 31. Success story. Yesterday afternoon, Frank Hawkins was telling me about his experiences as a young man. Frank is now the head of a very large business company. But as a boy, he used to work in a small shop. It was his job to repair bicycles, and at that time he used to work 14 hours a day. He saved money for years, and in 1938 he bought a small workshop of his own. During the war, Frank used to make spare parts for aeroplanes. At that time he had two helpers. By the end of the war, the small workshop had become a large factory, which employed 728 people. Frank smiled when he remembered his hard early years and the long road to success. He was still smiling when the door opened and his wife came in. She wanted him to repair their son's bicycle. Passage 32. Shopping Made Easy. People are not so honest as they once were. The temptation to steal is greater than ever before, especially in large shops. A detective recently watched a well-dressed woman who always went into a large store on Monday mornings. One Monday, there were fewer people in the shop than usual when the woman came in, so it was easier for the detective to watch her. The woman first bought a few small articles. After a little time, she chose one of the most expensive dresses in the shop and handed it to an assistant who wrapped it up for her as quickly as possible. Then the woman simply took the parcel and walked out of the shop without paying. When she was arrested, the detective found out that the shop assistant was her daughter. The girl gave her mother a free dress once a week. Passage 33. Out of the Darkness. Nearly a week passed before the girl was able to explain what had happened to her. One afternoon, she set out from the coast in a small boat and was caught in a storm. Towards evening, the boat struck a rock, and the girl jumped into the sea. Then she swam to the shore, after spending the whole night in the water. During that time, she covered a distance of 8 miles. Early next morning, she saw a light ahead. She knew she was near the shore because the light was high up on the cliffs. On arriving at the shore, the girl struggled up the cliff towards the light she had seen. That was all she remembered. When she woke up a day later, she found herself in hospital.
Passage 34. Quick Work. Ted Robinson has been worried all the week. Last Tuesday, he received a letter from the local police. In the letter, he was asked to call at the station. Ted wondered why he was wanted by the police, but he went to the station yesterday, and now he is not worried any more. At the station, he was told by a smiling policeman that his bicycle had been found. 5 days ago, the policeman told him, the bicycle was picked up in a small village 400 miles away. It is now being sent to his home by train. Ted was most surprised when he heard the news. He was amused, too, because he never expected the bicycle to be found. It was stolen 20 years ago, when Ted was a boy of 15.
Passage 35. Stop Thief. Roy Trenton used to drive a taxi. A short while ago, however, he became a bus driver, and he has not regretted it. He is finding his new work far more exciting. When he was driving along Catford Street recently, he saw two thieves rush out of a shop and run towards a waiting car. One of them was carrying a bag full of money. Roy acted quickly and drove the bus straight at the thieves. The one with the money got such a fright that he dropped the bag. As the thieves were trying to get away in their car, Roy drove his bus into the back of it. While the battered car was moving away, Roy stopped his bus and telephoned the police. The thieves' car was badly damaged and easy to recognize. Shortly afterwards, the police stopped the car and both men were arrested.
Passage 36. Across the Channel. Erna Hart is going to swim across the English Channel tomorrow. She is going to set out from the French coast at 5 o'clock in the morning. Erna is only 14 years old, and she hopes to set up a new world record. She is a strong swimmer, and many people feel that she is sure to succeed. Erna's father will set out with her in a small boat. Mr. Hart has trained his daughter for years. Tomorrow, he will be watching her anxiously as she swims the long distance to England. Erna intends to take short rests every 2 hours. She will have something to drink, but she will not eat any solid food. Most of Erna's school friends will be waiting for her on the English coast. Among them will be Erna's mother, who swam the channel herself when she was a girl.
Passage 37. The Olympic Games. The Olympic Games will be held in our country in 4 years' time. As a great many people will be visiting the country, the government will be building new hotels, an immense stadium, and a fine new swimming pool. They will also be building new roads and a special railway line. The games will be held just outside the capital, and the whole area will be called Olympic City. Workers will have completed the new roads by the end of this year. By the end of next year, they will have finished work on the new stadium. The fine modern buildings have been designed by Kurt Gunter. Everybody will be watching anxiously as the new buildings go up. We are all very excited and are looking forward to the Olympic Games because they have never been held before in this country. Passage 38. Everything except the weather. My old friend Harrison had lived in the Mediterranean for many years before he returned to England. He had often dreamed of retiring in England and had planned to settle down in the country. He had no sooner returned than he bought a fine house and went to live there. Almost immediately, he began to complain about the weather, for even though it was still summer, it rained continually and it was often bitterly cold. After so many years of sunshine, Harrison got a shock. He acted as if he had never lived in England before. In the end, it was more than he could bear. He had hardly had time to settle down when he sold the house and left the country. The dream he had had for so many years ended there. Harrison had thought of everything except the weather.
Passage 39. Am I all right? While John Gilbert was in hospital, he asked his doctor to tell him whether his operation had been successful, but the doctor refused to do so. The following day, the patient asked for a bedside telephone. When he was alone, he telephoned the hospital exchange and asked for Dr. Millington. When the doctor answered the phone, Mr. Gilbert said he was inquiring about a certain patient, a Mr. John Gilbert. He asked if Mr. Gilbert's operation had been successful, and the doctor told him that it had been. He then asked when Mr. Gilbert would be allowed to go home, and the doctor told him that he would have to stay in hospital for another 2 weeks. Then Dr. Millington asked the caller if he was a relative of the patient. "No," the patient answered. "I am Mr. John Gilbert."